Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may the Lord so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. This is the word of the Lord. Can you remember the first time that you felt homesick? What did you long for? Was it a person or a place? I was homesick the moment I left for college, which was ironic considering that leaving my family home in Escondido, California for a school 2,000 miles away in St. Paul, Minnesota was entirely my idea. I was eager to leave home. And yet, from the moment I got on the plane, I was also terribly homesick. I miss my parents and friends and even my younger sisters. I miss my cat and my own room and the sound of my mother's clock chiming every hour. And I miss the eucalyptus, the palm trees, and the oleander in bloom. I missed all of it. One night in that first semester away from home, I was really feeling it. Earlier in the day, I'd been on the phone with my mother. I was crying, telling her that I wasn't sure I could do this, that maybe I needed to come home. And while I was still sniffling, there was a knock on my dorm room door. It was three older girls who lived on my floor, and they stopped by to ask me to go to dinner with them. It was a simple thing, a friendly thing, an invitation to dinner in the dining hall. These were my first college friends, and their kindness helped ease my sadness and helped that dorm feel a little more like home. 2,000 years later, if we pay attention, we can hear the homesickness in Paul's letter to his friends in Thessalonica. Biblical scholars think that this letter to the Thessalonians was Paul's first letter. And you may know that his letters were written well before the Gospels. So when we read 1 Thessalonians, we read one of the earliest accounts of the Christian church. And it is a love letter. Paul loves these people. He helped start this church, and he loves the congregation. They are his people. This is his community. He writes, "How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you?" But it's not all sweetness and light. The letter to the Thessalonians is also a witness to the dangers of following Jesus in those early days. It is a witness to the early church's struggles and the suffering of the church members. They were separated from Paul and from other leaders of the movement. They were alienated from friends and family by their newfound faith in Christ. They were threatened with religious persecution and with death for their beliefs. Thessalonica was a city in Macedonia near Philippi. It was part of the Roman Empire. It was located on a new highway that made trade convenient and lucrative, and they depended on the benevolence of the empire for their continued existence. The cult of emperor worship helped ensure Rome's benevolence. So the city was filled with statues of Roman emperors meant to be worshiped. The Christian insistence on Christ alone clashed with this kind of religious culture, and loyalty to God in Jesus was disloyalty to Rome. It was subversive. It was a betrayal of Roman and Thessalonian values. After founding this new Christian church, it was too dangerous for Paul to remain in the city, so he had to run for it. And then in his next city, he was arrested. So this letter comes to the Thessalonians from prison. And that is why he writes so longingly to this community. Night and day, he says, we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face. Paul was homesick for this community of believers, these sisters and brothers in Christ who were part of the family of faith. Have you ever experienced that kind of longing for someone or for some place? During the lockdown last year, so many of you told me how much you missed church. Not only your church friends, but also the structure, this building, this room. We coped as best we could. We met on Zoom. We recorded worship services. We had a drive-through Ash Wednesday service. We had parking lot communions. But none of it completely fulfilled that longing, that homesickness for church. And how about missing family and friends, spending holidays without loved ones, missing important milestones in your loved ones' lives? It was lonely and isolating, and we longed to see the people we love. Despite Paul's homesickness, his longing for his brothers and sisters in Christ, Paul advises the church to focus on God's love, as well as their love for one another. For Paul, his hope is that in loving one another and showing up for one another, they will experience God's love as well. Every summer, for many years, I chaperoned church youth groups at camp. Year after year, we went to camp, and sometimes kids were homesick and had a rough time, but 99% of the time, by midweek, they were having fun, and by the end of the week, they loved camp and loved their new friends and didn't want to leave. But one summer, there was a girl who was miserable. She just could not stand to be away from home. So midweek, she called her mother and asked her to come get her. Mom and I talked on the phone, and I tried to dissuade her from picking her daughter up. For one thing, the camp was 2.5 hours from home. It was out in the middle of nowhere, and the last part was on a long, dark, dirt road, and Mom couldn't get there till after midnight and then would have to drive home. I was sure that if this girl could just stick it out, she would make friends and have a good time. Finally, the mom said this, "I have promised my girls that if ever they call and want to come home, I will pick them up. Because when I was a girl, no one ever showed up for me. So I want to keep that promise to my daughter." There was nothing to say after that. Keeping that promise to her homesick daughter was far more important than finishing a week at camp. In his grief at their separation, Paul points the church in Thessalonica to God, and he reminds them that like older college girls inviting a younger one to dinner, like a mom keeping her promise to her daughter, God shows up when we need God's love the most. And then Paul reminds us to show up and to love one another. He writes this, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you." One of the names for God in the Hebrew Bible is Emmanuel, God with us. Christians make the audacious claim that in Jesus, God has made a home with us. We also dare to claim that God is our ultimate home. God is our safe place in the midst of life's storms. Advent is a season of waiting. We are waiting in hope for Jesus' birth. And right now, we are in the in-between time. We are close to home, but not yet there. The reality of the incomplete nature of the kingdom of God, this longing for the world to be put right, can leave us homesick. But thankfully, we worship a God who unhesitatingly enters the homesick world to be with us. Amen.